Blog Talk Radio.
We're all God's children, and maybe we are, I don't know. But sometimes I find that rather hard to believe, and living in a ghetto like I do, you find a little everything going on, all that fussing and fighting and whatnot. When I'm trying to get my rest, really makes it hard for me to believe. But right now, I would just like to tell you about some of the people you might find in my neighborhood. I know a man who curses his brother. I know a man who thinks of no other. Always chasing after money, thinks a poor man is funny, it's hard. Wow, it's hard to believe he's a child of God. Oh yeah. I know a woman who steals from a mother, and that same she gets drunk one day to another. She kicks the kids out in the streets, puts another man under their father's sheets, and I find it hard. Wow, it's hard to believe she's a child of God. Wear a sheet on Monday. They talk about justice and being free, but they'll watch a lynching so easily. Yes, it's hard. Hey, it's hard to believe they're children of God. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe right now.
Welcome you back to KDB Triple T Blog Talk Radio. This is the King of Kings. We are so glad to be with you on this evening, and I'm so glad to see the lines are lining up, and I definitely want to discuss some things with you that have been hid from us as a people. So many people, we as a people, color people, we don't want to face the true reality of what it is. Everyone that's dialing in, y'all blowing me up right here. And some of y'all just listening online, stop being afraid and call in. You know, so many people, you know, play the games. Games people play. Are we the real Jews? Stop it. Color people. You know, devil and devils, you a liar. You Caucasian race of people. You a liar, you filthy, evil, nasty race of people. You know, sometimes you got to get angry enough to tell the truth. You have to get angry enough to tell the truth because our people are suffering. And it seems like sometimes when we get down in the trenches and we tell the truth about us being entrepreneurs, being kings, being queens, being people that are capable of being successful. Demons want to rule and reign in the hearts of people. What do you mean, King? I don't want to get frustrated because I know the demon cut the line off because they want to frustrate me. I curse your seed. I curse you. You pale man. You won't continue to play with the people of our Father. God is not a word, and I'm not going to play with you like he's a word. You demonic race of people. Now, if there are some that want to repent and want to turn their lives back to Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, JCN for life, you can't disturb that. Let me get back on track right here. Games people play. Are we real Jews? Stop it. Color people are really, really? We play games with the devil and take his gifts and not Jesus. What gives us the right to go European? EU represents cave in the ancient manuscripts. Rope represents a boundary. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, where Adam was bound for a boundary. Why do you think that the Caucasian race want to mix your race? I know y'all probably don't want to hear this, because you get validity from your education. But Willie Lynch said, we glad that you take our education and teach your children how to be like us. Oh, no, we're not teaching our children to be like you. We're not teaching our children to be like you. Let's get back to this. I'm kind of like, you know, they threw that little loop in there to get me irritated and pissed off, shut the phones off. This is what happens with technology, and people can control it. I bind you, rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have no place in this house. Do you understand that? I want you guys, you demons, you beasts, to understand that. You foul race of people. You have no hair. You have manes like a horse. We as color people have hair. You bought this on. I didn't want to take it here. But you want to offend me with your ignorance because you give us a TV show, a radio station. You tell us that we can go into a church and be ignorant the rest of our lives. Stop it. Where are you at tonight? The true Israel. Pay attention. Sometimes they want to call you crazy, label you as that, because you know why? They know they are demonic. They come from the planet Orion and Pleiades. Look in the book of Job. Orion and Pleiades. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is and will always be a king. Where is his kings? Are you so impressed with yourself that you take a title and you can't represent the title that you take? I'm kind of a little frustrated right now because I'm tired of these Caucasian people. They're not white. They're Caucasian. Caucasian, Caucasus, Asian, a mixed people. Have you ever asked yourself why the Chinese, Japanese don't like you, but they like you when you spend your money in their restaurant? Call me what you want. Somebody told me like this. I get all the crazy people. That's because you're crazy. I done had enough of your foolishness. I done had enough of your games. Wake up, people of color. Wake up. The devil is on the move. Who is the devil? You want to know? The Caucasian people. He steals, he kills, and he robs. Even their children are fed up with the foolishness that they do every day. I didn't make this up. I didn't come with anything new under the sun. I'm telling you like it is. When you talk about the real Jews, which is not a word, they're not Jews. They're heathens, and they're Kenites. K-E-N-I-T-E, in your Bible. The sons of Cain, devils, devils, but yet you perpetuate the same foolishness that they teach you by giving you education, doctorate degrees, master degrees, masters in what? To deceive your own people? Color people, wake up. Kings, Nazarenes, Zadok, warriors, are you really kings? Proverbs 25, verse 2. Nazarenes was only three in the Bible according to what they said. John the Baptist, Jesus the Christ, and Samson. Zadok, apostates of 11, 22, 33, 41, which where you will see the name Zadok, which means priest, the latter part of Melchizedek. Warriors. I'm kind of like a little irritated because they always play games to try to hide the truth. And what they can't hide, if they can't destroy it, they compromise. I was looking at a movie, Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela spent almost 30 years of his life incarcerated because he stood for what was right. Martin Luther King died because he stood for what was right. Some people have different things they want to say about him, but it doesn't matter. Malcolm X lost his life because he stood for what is right. When is it my turn? The King of Kings, standing for what is right. A Nazarene don't eat meat. Zadok is the chosen priest that will pray for your people when you think they're going to hell, but you will be able to pray for these people. Warriors, Jesus said he came from Eden with tying garments on. Eden is Adam. Remove the vowels, you have DM, which represents damn. Damn in the Hebrew language is blood. Adam shows blood in the face. You have people put on sheets, go to church on Sunday, and then pretend to be Christians until Monday, and everything is just business as usual. You know what I'm appalled about? We professing to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. But color people, you have made hypocrites out of yourself. Your titles don't mean anything to them because they gave them to you. I tried to be nonchalant, but I'm going to tell you this year, there's angels working on the behalf of the true believers that is not going to tolerate this. Don't you know the Caucasian people are really dependent upon you to stand up and be the truth? Nothing but the truth. So help you. These are things that we perpetuate in our heart. These are things, you know, like sometimes queens, listen to me. When you give up on your kings and you feel like there is nothing else left, do you go to the Caucasian man? They're not white. They're Caucasian. Do you understand that? They are Caucasians. And one of the saddest things is this. When you find our people that don't know and then they pretend to act like they know who they are, you are being deceived by the devil himself. The devil is the Caucasian race. This is the fact. I'm not a person that hate or don't love, but I'm a person that want to deal with the true reality of what is called life. And I know people, you know, I'm watching now, the lines are lit up, people hanging up, because you know why they're hanging up? Because the Caucasian give them a job. He feeds them. And then they come with this weak stuff like Jesus love everybody. Jesus don't love everybody. He said in the Bible, don't you read the Bible? He came to save his people. Matthew 1, read it. 21, start reading it from their sins. A sin is a people that know right and do wrong. You don't think you're doing wrong? Do you see your children dying, being slaughtered in the street? Do you care? As long as you can go in these institutions and pray and speak in tongues and be deceived, I'm telling you people, Wake up. Get this book called The Incredible Cover-Up. You're going to understand when the rapture came in, when speaking in tongues came in, and it is all an illusion. So now where are we as a people? The Jews? The Jews are not Caucasian. They are heathens. The Caucasians are heathens. The real Jews, the title of it is Falasha. Falasha, you ready for me to spell this for you? F-A-L-A-S-H-A. A member of the Hamitic tribe, which means we begin to mix our seeds. When you look at the Bible and you see Abraham, Abraham was, you know, it was okay. If you, I don't want to open up a book of runs right there. But then they add Abraham. Ham is a Semitic people. And Arab, the raven that Elijah talked about, which means an Arab. Do the study in the Hebrew text. What are you trying to accomplish, people? I'm talking about color people. What are you trying to accomplish when you take on titles? Queens, are you really an apostle? You're not an apostle. You're not a prophet. You're not an evangelist even. You're not a pastor, but you could be a teacher. But when you take on the titles to try to appear to be something that you're not, you deceive yourself. You deceive yourself in the worstest way. And one of the most terriblest things that when you have people, I have people call, like this show right here, color people don't want to hear this because they don't want to know that it's the devil. The book called The Incredible Cover-Up. Where did you get where you can feel that you are so special that you can do what you want to do and there's no repercussions? Kings, Proverbs 25, verse 2. Check it out. I know our people don't want to hear this because you live in America. In America, they treat you like property. And as long as they can treat you like property and you don't accept the responsibilities of who you really are, don't you know that Jesus had the same problems? As he began to travel and he began to see his people in a dilemma that they are, check, people, I have never seen in my life, the ignorance that is perpetuated from the pulpit. Queens, you are not an apostle. You are not an apostle. Stop it. You are being used by the devil to tear down your men. That's why you don't have kings. Now, this is going somewhere totally different. The Jews represents Judah. Jews is not a word. It is the 49th chapter of Genesis where you see Judah, the tribe, the lion. What are we going to do? You have people professing to be Christians, but yet they put the sheets on. Sunday they became Christians. That's why I play these songs. I play these songs for you to understand that if you don't stop perpetuating the darkness of the Caucasian race, which is not white, colored people are considered as white, innocent, in heart. Can't you see what they're doing, mixing the races, mixing the seeds? If we can't be what we want to be, then we'll destroy it, like they have always did. Look at what they do in your communities. They're killing your babies. They're mixing the races. In the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, it said, do not mix the holy seed with a mixed nation, a race of people. What is wrong with you that you feel that this fake man has been given a 501c3? And you feel that this man
It's leading you in the way of righteousness. Now, it's not about the man. You have women trying to be men now. I see women wearing bow ties. I seen it yesterday. I was just like appalled. Queen, I promise you, this year, you're going to learn how to be a queen. You're going to learn what it means to be a queen. You eat pig. You eat chicken. You eat the filth of this earth. And then you lift it up to our Father and say, bless it. Don't you understand who you are? Jews, Colossians, Ethiopia? Why don't you check it out for yourself? You have these weak men standing up in the pulpit with robes on, screaming and hollering, representing nothing, and you saying that they're deep. What? Deep to who? If Jesus Christ of Nazareth was to come back today, he would pull a whip out and whoop your butt. You are not doing nothing so exceptional but building buildings and trying to pretend that you are anointed. Sit down. You demonic, fake hypocrite. That is not the spirit of Christ. You are not anointed. Apostle, talk to me. Talk to me. Your attitude is so unexplainable. You can't even take being corrected. How can you be an apostle? How could you be a prophet? How could you be an evangelist? You have degraded your men on every level. Because this is the way it's set up. Willie Lynch, we're not greater than Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are the divine beings. And nothing that you have set up will block what the Father have proclaimed for us to be. I'm so appalled about we as men. Men, if it takes us to zip your pants up, keep your penis in your pants, when a queen disgrades you or try to, keep it in your pants. They are out of order. When a queen say that she is a apostle, a prophet, a pastor, you take on the position to be a head. You lying devil. You lying devil. Humble yourself in the mighty hands of our Father. You will never be permitted to be above we as kings. Is that prideful? Call it what you want. But you don't know anything. And these men that are standing in these pulpits screaming and hollering at you, and I'm just going to say this, people. You have mega ministries. You're fake. Sit your fat butt down. And you know who I'm talking about. You fat, pig-eating, chicken-eating man that call yourself a bishop and apostle. But you deceiving all these people and making these people think that you are real. You are not real. Now you're talking about being pissed off. Why do you think Jesus turned them tables over? Why do you think Jesus did what he did with the whip? Because you know why? He's seen men walking around with panties on. Don't you know men are having sex with men? Because you know why? The Caucasian have sex with men. And it's permitted to be. But you are not them. You are not of the seed of Adam. That is the Caucasian race. That is not a Jew. They are heathens. Gentiles, you teach the mess that Paul teach, but Paul never went to the people of color. He was the apostle of the Gentiles. Jesus is the Nazarene. Oh, wow. When you start talking about the New Testament, people are being deceived because you know why? Because they've been so familiar with demons, demons infiltrating the race of we as a people. Now, if you listening out there by internet, by phones, I had the line lit up. About 3 or 4 people dropped off. You know why? You know why they dropped off? Because the Caucasian is feeding you. They give you a job. They give you an EBT card. They give you the things that you think that is successful in your life that you need. I tell you, Jesus cursed people like that. Let the dead bury the dead. Who do you think you are appeasing or pleasing? Yourself and your peers that compromise among themselves, kings, wherever you are out there, stand up. Get behind me. This is the time now to move. Don't slack. Let's go. The queens are out of order. I seen the queen yesterday with a bow tie on. Are you out your mind? I almost wanted to just start cursing and say, you have lost your D-A-M mind. Who the H-E double hockey sticks have given you permission to be above a man? Because you've been hurt, raped, molested as a child, that's just your position in life. You grew up in a family where you have perverted men that have fallen from grace, like the angels. Jews, it is not a word. Judah is the lion. What's wrong with y'all out there? What's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? You've been so deceived that you lie to yourself and tell yourself that our behavior is acceptable. Are you serious? Wake up. Wake up. Every nationality can take your queens, rape them, have sex with them, do what they want to do with them, but you cannot do it with their queens. I love y'all out there tonight, man. I love y'all. Get it together. Stop playing church. The kingdom has come. His will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So when they realize, governed by the devils, Lucifer, they come to destroy nations, 14th chapter Isaiah, verse 12. You got it? Get it. I love y'all, man. Until the next time, we out of here. I love you. Stand up, kings. Be kings.
All is fair in love. The crazy game, two people about to stay in love is one, they say, but all has changed with time. All the faith for chance. either win or lose.
Love is fair.